A major famine once again is looming in southern Africa and in the Horn of Africa. Agencies that provide help to the hungry say the prevalence of AIDS has exacerbated the problem. Ken Hackett is executive director of Catholic Relief Services. He says the situation could worsen dramatically by early next year because food supplies made available in August are being depleted rapidly.
The rains have failed. You have a food insecurity on top of a very severe AIDS problem. And there's just, as we see it, not enough resources moving into people, not enough moving on time, and just in terms of the volumes, not going to be enough. You add to that the attention level that we have and other richer countries have when we're also looking at war clouds over Iraq, and we're worried. We are very, very worried.
If the world were to react now, would it move fast enough to alleviate conditions in a few months that you anticipate the worst of it's going to be?
We would have to act robustly before December 15th to move ships, supplies, and food into Ethiopia and into southern Africa.
It sounds like it's even bigger than the disaster of 1984.
I was there. This looks bigger. Because of the other aggravating factors, the AIDS pandemic, the economies of some of these countries. When you put all those factors together, people are really going to suffer this year.
What's the impact of AIDS?
People who have AIDS and the AIDS virus need 30 to 50% more calories a day. Now they're taking in 30 to 50% less calories right now because of the food shortage. They're dropping down to one meal a day in certain places, and in others, they're not even getting a meal a day. Each country has its own special set of circumstances that aggravate the problem. The breadbasket of Eritrea was the lands that have now been, after the war, not cleared of mines. So people didn't plant. In Ethiopia, it's a primarily weather-induced problem on top of a 20% AIDS incidence. In southern Africa, it's a complex of poor governance issues, mistakes in food supply timing, the GMO question. Genetically modified grains have been prohibited in some countries.
What needs to be done and who needs to be doing it?
From the U.S. side, respond with more food supplies from our government. The Europeans have to respond with more food from their governments and the EU. And I think the American people have to give focus to this particular issue and respond to the agencies that are out there working to save lives.
There are organizations that address economic disparities in the world, everything from religious charities to the International Monetary Fund. Are there no solutions?
I think the agencies, the religious charities, the other charities, the American private voluntary agencies are collaborating in this response like I've never seen before, and that's a positive element. The bank and the IMF are trying to bring about governance and economic changes. I really think there is a commitment on the part of the community that tries to assist in these poor countries to do something. Resources are the problem this year. The AIDS problem has made this food crisis ever the more difficult.
Ken Hackett is executive director of Catholic Relief Services.